Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, Sue, I was 11 years old in 1976, and I remember the bicentennial. And, you know, I've spoken quite fondly of next year and looking forward to the celebration. One of the reasons I was very worried about Kamala Harris being in the White House, because I'm proud of this country and I love my country, and I think we should celebrate. Now, as part of that, I was very curious about Ken Burns' new documentary, The American Revolution, and I finished it over the weekend. Fred's a little behind. I got ahead of him because he went on that vacation. The problem is I don't know how much to trust. I thought it was fascinating, and in some of the details in this documentary I was unaware of or I had forgotten, but I know how woke Ken Burns is. Hell, he came in the aftermath of Ferguson and delivered a commencement at Wash U and was, you know, about as woke as they come. So I'm aware of his politics. And, you know, when you watch these things now, you have to worry about how much is overlapping. So I'm disappointed just because I don't really know the answer to that, because I'm not, you know, the expert on, right, on history. But here's what we're going to do here this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with a history professor that knows a little bit about this and wrote about it, and maybe find out some of the things that were wrong. Adam Rowe is an assistant professor of history at the New College of Florida and wrote a piece about this called The Incoherence of Ken Burns, The American Revolution. Professor Rowe, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hi, Mark. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
I really, you know, overall, I did enjoy the documentary. And some of the things, you know, you just kind of shake your head and you think, how did they get, 60 tons of weapons and cannons 850 miles and surprise the British? And all this stuff about Benedict Arnold was amazing because he was one of our greatest American heroes in the war. And then, obviously, he turns and fights for the British. But one of the things that you wrote that I agreed with is this has three narratives that are overlapping. And you wrote it this way. You said one is the traditional military history of the war for independence. The second is the story of American slaves struggling to realize their own freedom, a struggle that sometimes aligned them with the patriot cause and more often arrayed them against it. And the third is the story of Native Americans fighting to maintain their sovereignty as a new nation emerges. So, and that's all true, because it did seem to me that those three stories were being told at the same time, and there were parts of the American Revolution story, maybe for me, most importantly, Ben Franklin's role, which I guess he did a whole documentary about, that were kind of left out of the equation in favor of some of the other narrative. Does that make any sense, what I just said?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. And I don't know if you had this experience watching the documentary, but it kind of, you know, it ping-pongs back and forth so rapidly from admiration to kind of contempt, and it's trying, like, it tries to move you in one moment and then kind of shock you in the next. And it's a bit disorienting. And I think it kind of reflects Ken Burns' own his own kind of ambivalence and those of his ideological persuasion.
Well, I think, you know, for me, by episode two, I you knew it was coming, right? So you kind of prepare yourself for the moment. It's always George Washington did this. We wouldn't have a country without George Washington, but he brought a slave with him. So there's all this stuff, and obviously that's a big stain on our nation. And I'm not trying to act like it doesn't play a role in what happened 250 years ago, but this is where you get into a trust issue. I talk about media trust and media bias all the time. If someone wades into this that wants to learn about the American Revolution, the birth of our great nation, are they getting a portrayal in this documentary that is fair? Maybe fair is the right question to ask there. And your opinion of that is what?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's right. That it's not, nothing in the documentary that I saw was factually wrong. Sometimes it could be a little bit misleading, but never just. I did not catch a single gross factual error.
Right.
But I think, I mean, but the like the, as I said in the piece, it's not really about the American Revolution. There's a history of kind of the military, a war of independence, and then of course of the struggle of slaves and of Native Americans. But you don't get much about the kind of the immense kind of political transformation of the country during that time. I mean, there's kind of references to it throughout Sprinkled, but it's not really about that, which is surprising to me, actually.
Well, I think that was surprising to me as well. But you know, what happens, at least my experience was, it still captivated me because with the animation and the drawings and the recreations, and they show, because you sit there and you say to yourself, and I'm still going to say, how the hell did we win this thing, right? I mean, everything was going against us, and somehow we still managed to, you know, boot them over across the pond, which obviously there were a lot of things happening on the planet that coincided with this, and that's why France plays a role and Spain. But it really is amazing that if for not a few things falling into place, we probably wouldn't be here having the freedoms that we have today.
Yeah, and it does convey that very well, and I think it does do a good job of conveying just how indispensable Washington was in keeping a continental army together, not going for broke when risking his army, but then also being able to strike it just at the exact right moment. The military history of it, it's quite good. And the fact that really jumped out at me that I didn't know before was that the casualty rate the Americans inflicted on the British at Bunker Hill was the highest they'd ever sustained in any war until the Battle of the Somme in World War I. So outdid anything Napoleon was able to inflict.
It really is amazing when you think about it, and you know, it makes your brain hurt because and this is where you get to a situation that we are in 2025 or even in my entire life where you're living pretty comfortably and you have all these modern conveniences. Even when I was a kid, I mean, I had black and white TV, but that was still pretty nice compared to previous generations. And the sacrifices that these men made and they're away from their families, the sacrifices that the women make and the way that it kind of all comes together. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more to your point about the differences between the colonies, because obviously the colonies were not all in agreement on how to, you know, solve these problems.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to wait maybe for another documentary on that. But you would agree, Professor, that this may be a different documentary, maybe, that Ken Burns would have made if the last 10 years didn't include Ferguson, George Floyd, and Donald J. Trump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I was, you can just imagine what was going through his mind when things like, I mean, you know, we've forgotten some of the stuff, some of the craziness, but like, I mean, Nike withdrew a shoe, recalled a shoe that had the Betsy Ross flag, which just, that was just the Patriot flag, because it was a symbol of white supremacy back in 2019. You know, and this is while he's preparing the documentary. And you have the 1619 Project of the New York Times. And so I think he really was, you know, now we kind of see things kind of calm down a little. But when he was making this documentary, I mean, it seemed like the country was kind of going crazy on some of this stuff.
You
I think
said,
that definitely affected it.
You wrote this, and I thought this was interesting, and you were kind of responding to a quote by Thomas Jefferson, but you said, what is it? Which is it? We advance by the light of the ideals established by the founders, or we see the founders by our own lights as the architects of another feeble despotism that we ourselves must overcome. And I think that question seems to be tilted in the direction of the latter, according to Ken Burns and a lot of the folks that may, you know, be watching this documentary. There's no doubt he's trying to, you know, frame this narrative around what we're still experiencing in this country, and that's fair. He's a documentary maker. He can do the narrative that he wants, but that's where, you know, it kind of got a little predictable after a while, because he kept going back to the same well on that, maybe a little bit too much for my liking.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, I mean, the way that I learned history, even as a graduate student in mainstream institutions, is like that the American Revolution kind of establishes these democratic values that didn't exist previously, and that, like slavery, for example, there is no kind of widespread anti-slavery movement prior to the American Revolution anywhere in the world. Slavery has existed, you know, throughout human history. It's never come in for a kind of a mass political and ideological attack, and it's the revolution that kind of starts that. And it's not that Burns completely misses that, but it's just not. It's if you blink, you'll miss it in the documentary, that you don't get a sense of just how much our own kind of horror of slavery is itself a product of the revolution.
You know, I'm kind of ready to press go, just because, and I've watched it maybe a couple of times, but you know, the way that maybe he did baseball first, but you know, one of the ways that Ken Burns came on to the mainstream American media watchers was through the Civil War, which I think we all thought was a great documentary. And I don't, you know, I kind of want to watch that again, and I think I will, just to see if I detect significant tone differences in that documentary, you know, compared to this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year since I've seen it, but one thing that I think is interesting is that most people who watch that today are still like it. You know, the best thing in it is Shelby Foote, the Southern historian who wrote a Civil War trilogy. And of course, he would be, if Ken Burns, like among the academic historians he interviews, they wouldn't participate if it would included his Shelby Foote commentary anymore, because his sort of Southern sympathy for the Confederacy is completely counterbalanced, you know, by other historians, but it's included in a way that I think today he just wouldn't include that at all.
So I think I answered my question. It was rhetorical. That would have been a very different documentary had you had a different experience in the last 15 years. Well, listen, thanks for writing about it. Thanks for jumping on here with me in St. Louis, Professor Adam Rowe. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Pleasure talking to you, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.